I am so excited, you guys. We are at episode 3, and it's been less than a week since I've announced that we have a Black Love Page podcast. So I am your host, Fran. I am the creator of Black Love Page, and it's about time that we have a podcast. So this is a platform to help give our stories a voice. Our stories deserve a voice. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all of that has been great. I mean, I'm never going to take away from those platforms, because those platforms are what helped to cultivate where I am today and where our community is today. But it's time. I definitely think it's time that we give a voice with our stories. So with that being said, today's episode, I am going to interview Casey and Sasha. Casey and Sasha is a couple that I featured a few times on the Black Love Page, and I've been following their story personally for over a year now. So they're not a random couple that I just picked out of a drawing or something. I don't know, but they are a couple that I genuinely believe are a great representation of Black love. And I'm so excited for you guys to hear from them, hear about their story. And I want you to know, things aren't always cookie cutter. Things aren't always perfect. It's not always love at first sight. It takes work. It definitely takes work. And they're going to speak onto their journey, where they are currently, and exactly what do you have to look forward to. Okay, so give me one moment, let me get them on the line. Hey everyone. I know, right? So hey everyone, we have Casey and Sasha today on the line on the podcast. Thank you so much, you guys, for taking the time out of your Sunday to do this interview. You guys went viral like 2 years ago, and ever since then I feel like I know you guys. So I know some things about you guys from following you and your story and your journey, but may you guys please share with the listeners, like, what are your names and how did you guys meet?
Absolutely. So I'm Casey Njoku.
And I'm Sasha Njoku. And thank you so much for having us on. We definitely feel that same connection with you too.
Thank you.
And just to give you a little background story on us and how we met. So in 2008, we met at a college party. And I guess the rest is history, right? We met, we exchanged numbers, and you know, we started actually back then AOL AIM was the thing.
Yes, throwback.
she was playing hard to get, but you know.
Oh, she was playing.
Yeah, she was playing me a bit, which is kind of funny because, you know, like you said, we met 2008 at a college party, and you know, I got her number. I was trying to do the whole good morning text and, you know, the good night text. But, it seemed like she wasn't responding too much. And I don't know. We weren't connected originally. Mm-hmm. But then when she finally gave me a chance and we started speaking a little bit more, getting to know each other's interests, like she said, it was like history from there. We literally, you know, spoke every single day from that day on.
Oh, nice. So, Sasha, why were you playing hard to get at first?
So you know, we all have, you know, I don't know if this is true to your experience as well, but we create this list in our mind of,
yep,
what we think, mm-hmm, you know, our potential boyfriend or girlfriend should look like, right? Mm-hmm. And so I had this list in my mind. I was like, you know, he's a good looking guy, but you know, I don't think he's my type.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. That's real. No, you're so right. And sometimes I think a lot of people block their blessings because we have that list. So
right.
You're right.
Right. Exactly. And like I said, it wasn't like I thought he was, you know, mm-hmm, an attractive guy. You know, he seemed really nice, but I was just like, no, there's some other guy that, you know, is on my radar right now. And it's funny because I remember at the time, like, he was the one, like, really texting me and pursuing me. I remember, you know, having a little crush on someone else, and that person was just, like, a text here and there, but being so interested in them, right?
Yeah.
So it's very interesting how you say you can block your blessings. I that totally rings true to me because, you know, I was like completely missing, you know, what was going to, who was going to become my future husband. And just to add to what he said, it was really kind of like what we ended up building was the foundation of our relationship, which is our friendship. So just from those like text messages and like taking it slow, I would say, we became really good friends.
Nice. And then you guys were long distance, right? I mean, or did you guys live in different cities? Yeah, because I vaguely remember some parts of the story because, again, you guys went viral like 2 years ago. So,
yeah, absolutely. So, you know, she actually got a job with Teach for America in South Carolina. So it was really hard because that was a 2-year program.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, our intentions were to, you know, communicate on a daily basis, FaceTime and just really, you know, do the long distance thing, which did work for, you know, a long time.
Good.
But, you know, then you just start to have these little, you know, miscommunications and it's just not the same when you're, you know, when you're not around that person. Yeah, with the distance. So we had a bit of a fallout. And it's crazy because it's really a blessing because, you know, even with all that, you know, the fallout that we had, we were able to be resilient. She moved back and, you know, we got right back on track and just rebuilt our friendship. And, you know, here we are today.
Yeah, awesome. And I think that brings true, again, back to the importance of having a friendship to fall back on.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is, in my opinion, the key to a successful relationship because it is inevitable, right? You are going to come, like challenges are going to come your way. Difficult circumstances are going to come your way. But if you don't have a friendship with that person,
it's not going to work. Yeah.
It just won't. Like I need to like you. I need to share. We need to have common interests. We need to share the same sense of humor. Those are the things that keep us connected throughout any circumstance. And so it was particularly challenging because we were kind of like still very young. Like I was like in my early 20s, like he was in his early 20s, early to mid 20s as well. So, you know, especially not just having that maturity of how to handle the situation or how to mentally and emotionally prepare for a long distance relationship. I think that also presented, you know, create, you know, open the door for the challenges as well.
You're right, especially in your early 20s. So at what point did you guys start thinking marriage? Because again, we live in a world where we see people go one or two ways. Either they're dating and they fall in love and then they get married and then, you know, they live happily ever after, or they go left and it's a situationship. So clearly you guys didn't go that route. So
at
what point did that happen?
Yeah, so it's very interesting because, you know, a lot of people don't know the story, but, you know, through the distance, we actually, you know, broke up. And we actually started, you know, like dating other people and, you know, just trying to, you know, separate ourselves from each other because we started to believe that we weren't made for each other, you know, after the long distance wasn't working out as we thought it would. And it's crazy because that I think that actually brought us closer because, you know, we continued to speak every single day and we realized that, you know what, like God put us on the search for each other. And, you know, once she came back, I just knew exactly what I wanted to do. I knew that, you know, I had to, you know, ask for her hand in marriage and really make this thing official and take that extra step in, you know, being in a relationship and fully committing.
Wow. Yeah. And I think for me, the distance revealed to me, you know, kind of like his absence showed me how much I needed him in my life. So like we tried to create this, you know, this distance. And then I found myself even more than him reaching out, just, you know, wanting to like craving the connection. So I would say that was a blessing in kind of us deciding to go our separate ways.
It sounds like the distance is when you guys probably truly fell in love and you realized, like you said, in his absence that you really want to be with this person. Mm-hmm. So that's inspiring. So you hear that, you guys, all that long distance. they do have happy endings.
Yeah, for sure. And it wasn't easy because, you know, I'm telling you, you know, when she moved back and she was just like, you know what, you are the person I want to be with for the rest of my life. You know, in my head, I'm just like, all right, it sounds good, but, you know, you went through this distance, or, you know, you left me to, you know, take on a job. And it was really heartbreaking. And I really thought that it wasn't going to work originally, but mm-hmm. it just really showed that, you know, if you give it a try, if you really, you know, show how resilient you can be and just give someone a chance, then, you know, it's no telling where it can lead. And yeah. for us, it, you know, led to marriage.
Right. And it's like going back to those basics, like I said, and like, I'm going to sound like a broken record, but
no, preach on. No,
it is like your friendship, right? Doing the things that you love doing together, whether it be watching a movie, going out, like, you know, remembering, rediscovering each other, I would say is the best way. To put it, like, mm-hmm. rediscovering, like, okay, what's the bond that we have, right? Mm-hmm. And if it's real, like, it doesn't take you a long time to figure out, like, oh yeah, this is it. This is it. This is what I'm supposed to be doing because this feels right.
Yeah,
that's true. And it's natural. It's just like a natural feeling that I need to be with this person. There's no reason to string this along. I know what I want. And
exactly,
that's definitely powerful. So you guys also love to travel. I do watch your travel adventures. So what would you guys say is your favorite trip that you've taken so far?
Bali.
Yeah, hands down. It was so actually this was last year, our honeymoon. I think this was a photo that made us go viral.
It was last year. I'm so sorry. Yeah. I think I said 2 years ago. No, so it was last year.
You're
okay.
Fine. It feels like 2 years.
Yeah. Time flies. Yes.
Time is definitely.
It was last
moving.
Year.
Yeah. So we, for our honeymoon, went to Bali, and it was just like the most amazing adventure of our lives, just because it was like we're starting a new life together as a married couple. So we like planned a lot, like his birthday landed on the trip. So I planned like a romantic surprise for him. We visited Malaysia for 3 days.
Wow.
And, you know, Bali is just so amazing. And like, there's just so much for you to do. There was so much for us to discover together. And like, we just left and realized like, we got to come back. Like, this place is absolutely amazing.
Wow. Literally, I did an interview, I think it was 2 days ago, she said the same thing. So
oh, wow.
her pick was Bali, and she's been to over 20 mm-hmm. countries.
Wow.
She said something about the people and the culture as well. Did you guys have that same energy when you were out there?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely feel, so in terms of the people, like mm-hmm. so hospitable, like so wow. welcoming, you know? And I have like such a, me personally, I love Asian cultures. I've been to a number of Asian countries, and I feel like I'm actually half Sri Lankan, so I'm half Asian myself.
Nice.
And so I
okay.
feel, yeah, very connected to Asian culture. And in Bali, what was unique is that we just met so many people, and they were so welcoming to us. And then, of course, like the country is just like, Indonesia is just beautiful. Yeah. Like, it is just, And that's just like a small part of it. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. That's just Bali. And so it just made us want to go back and discover more. Like, it's breathtaking.
Wow. Okay. Now, okay, it's on my bucket list now. I'm convinced. Yeah. So I want you to know you convinced me. So,
right. Yes. You absolutely should.
Awesome. And so I love that you did bring up part of your culture and your background, because What do you call Black love? Like, I want you guys to give your definition of Black love, because being in the position that I'm in, I've seen some interesting things. I've read some interesting things, and it's all perspective. And sometimes this can actually be a sensitive topic for some people. So how would you guys define Black love, and what is Black love to you?
Yeah. So that's interesting. I mean, for me, the reason why Black love is so important, I mean, I tie it back to like the importance of saying that Black Lives Matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's because, and we can not just in America, but across the African diaspora, we've seen the separation of families, right?
Yeah.
We've seen, you know, negative portrayals of our of men and women, right? And so we, the reason why Black love is so important to me is because it represents the importance mm-hmm. Of the Black family, really, and building up the Black family and showing the world
yes.
that our love matters, you know, like
our love is the same.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, and also that we can create healthy relationships and build a legacy for future generations, right? Because there are really, there's been a lot of, there, in my mind, there's a lot of healing that needs to come to Black families.
I agree, yes.
And I mean, in so many aspects, it's not just between like husband and wives, it's between it's like
so much deeper. Yes.
Yes. It's,
yeah, you're right. Fathers. Families, friendships, even yep. colleagues, you know, like it's so much deeper than just like the surface. And so
exactly.
I love your perspective on it, because that's exactly how I feel. It was around the time with like the police brutality and all the mm-hmm. negative things that I was seeing associated with Black people of color, and I was like, okay, no, like this mm-hmm. is not going to be our narrative. We're going to switch yep. this up. So you guys being young, being married, traveling the world, like we need right. to see more examples of that. And I know you guys are just living your lives and you're probably not even yeah. thinking that someone needs to hear this story, but it really is inspiring.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm really like, I'm enjoying that, you know, social media, that platform is really helping to showcase Black love as well. And like she said, not only in relationships, but just our culture as a whole. Like, right, I'm Nigerian. So right now, just seeing, you know, different celebrities, seeing different, you know,
yes.
people just embracing Nigeria and Africa now is so, you know,
it's amazing.
Yeah, it's so important. It's amazing. And to, you know, we went to visit Nigeria 2 months ago, and there were just people from all over that came this year just to, you know, see the culture, right. Learn about the music, the food, the background, and everyone is just embracing it. And I really yeah. think social media is just helping to get that word right. out there.
Yeah, for so long, especially, you know, for us who are part of the diaspora, we may not feel that sense of connectedness with Africa. And there may be a sense of, for a long time, I can speak to just experiences with people in my Black folks in my family, mm-hmm. just a sense of shame around our Blackness,
wow.
right? And it is just so important for us to now kind of elevate ourselves, to tell our stories, to, like you said,
mm-hmm.
change the narrative, own the narrative, you know, and move forward. I mean, we can think back to, I remember Casey, we discussed this when he was growing up,
mm-hmm.
he was teased, right? It was the African booty scratcher that yeah. like African-American children did not feel that connectedness. And now we have, you know, these amazing movies like, you know, the Black Panther.
Exactly. Like they love the culture. You're right. Exactly. No, but I'm so happy you hit on that, because it wasn't always this beautiful. It wasn't always
right.
this celebrated. It wasn't. Yep. So now
right.
the power of social media, and that's why personally I feel a responsibility, and I can tell you guys do as well, just from hearing mm-hmm. it in your voices and the things that you guys tend to share on social media. Like this will change the world. And I
right.
feel so surreal when I say that, but
yeah, it's true.
People around the world are watching
yeah.
and they're yeah. fascinated.
Yeah.
Right.
And we actually, we meet people in that, you know, that comes up to us and just like, you know, I seen you on Black Love TV.
Yeah.
I seen you. And literally we can be out just, you know, getting a coffee or ice cream or something, and someone will stop us like,
I seen you, know,
your
you guys.
Story's amazing, and,
yeah.
You know, your love is beautiful, or that, you know, grab their spouse and say, look, yeah. these are, you know, Sasha right. and Casey. And
wow.
It's just wonderful. It's amazing to see yeah. that and really share that connect.
Yeah. So we want to thank you
oh my
for
goodness.
Like what you've done with your platform, because we've been able, like to reach people in ways that we probably wouldn't have been able to. And I'm glad you brought up travel, because even when we go to different parts of the country, like very often Casey and I will be the only Black people on the plane.
Wow.
Right? Or we'll be the only Black people right at the resort. You know, we may see one other Black couple or like within any space when we're, you know, moving around globally. And it's just so important, like you said, to have that representation and also to have access to the rest of the world to show. So it's just like we're connecting with people, right? We're meeting people across the world and saying, hey, this is us. Like, whatever stereotypes you hold, we're about to shatter all of that for you.
Yes. Right? And when you're the only Black couple on the plane, you feel it. Like, right then and there, you feel it. So,
exactly.
Wow. That's definitely powerful. Everything you guys just said is really powerful. And I'm just so happy that I've connected with you guys and I've been able to help promote and showcase and show people exactly what it is that you guys represent. And I hope more people come up to you guys. I hope you continue to spread the message of positivity and like just teaching people what it is that Black love is. And we come in different shades and we have different backgrounds and we've all experienced something, you know, that brought us to this very moment.
Right. We are not a monolith. Like, he is not a basketball player. Like, we have regular jobs.
He's not a football player. Are you sure? No.
Right. And I'm speaking to like the experience of when we go abroad and people think like, oh, those Black folks must be wealthy if they're trapped. It's like, no, we're just regular folks just taking a vacation like the rest of the world.
Exactly. Like you guys are, right? So I love that. Oh, my goodness. Again, now I feel like I know you guys even more. Like,
absolutely.
You guys are on my friends list now. Like, seriously.
Oh, we're honored. We're honored.
Oh, thank you. And I hope we can do this again, because there's so many more questions that I'm sure are going to come from this particular interview. But
absolutely.
Awesome. I just wanted people to just touch base more with you guys. And you guys, I see so many couples. I read so many stories, but your story always just, I don't know, it has a place in my heart already, way before this interview, way before me sending the request for the interview. I see the genuine love that you guys have for each other. And seriously, like, I want you guys to keep at it, keep sharing your message. I definitely think you guys should look into the podcast. I think, do you guys have a YouTube?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, I'm going to plug in your YouTube. Use all these channels to connect with people, because the opportunities are endless. I promise you.
Thank you so much. We do really appreciate your support and just you sharing, kind of just even hearing from other people like, hey, what we see between the two of you is genuine. Yes. Like that really means a lot. You know, marriage is not easy. It is a challenge. It's something that you have to work at constantly. And so feeling support from a community just means
it's amazing.
So much.
Yes.
Right? It means so much.
tribe. Your tribe is here. Right. Do you guys have any final words, or maybe to someone? I know Valentine's Day is coming up, and this is actually around the time when a lot of people are depressed. We actually lose a lot of followers around this time. So what are your final words or message to anyone that's maybe looking for love or they're not in a happy place right now?
Yeah, I definitely would say, you know, eventually, you know, you're going to find that person. You know, don't look down on yourself and also don't settle as well. You know, that person is eventually going to come into your life. Everything happens for a reason. You know, God has a plan for everyone. So just keep that in mind, you know, when searching for love or, you know, feeling down, and just understand that everything's not perfect. I know, even though from, you know, these outlets and even from what you post, it's, of course, it's promoting Black love and it's just showing, you know, everything perfectly, but everyone goes through things. We, even us, you know, we have our ups and downs, but it's just being able to showcase that you're strong, being able to stay true to yourself and working through the situation is, you know, the biggest advice that I would give someone. And just, you know, keep faith and know that something is coming along to your way.
Yeah, I would want to piggyback on his one point of staying true to yourself. I think that's especially important for folks who may be single and wondering kind of like, hey, when's where's my person? You know, mm-hmm. where's my true love? And I think, you know, it needs to start with the individual working on themselves and being true to themselves and being true to what their core values are and what their interests are, making sure that you are not bending for somebody else because you're just in such a rush to fall in love. Like, be true to yourself, focus on yourself, right? And let the wall down and don't be afraid to let someone in, speaking to your earlier point of not blocking your blessing. So being open and giving love a chance, but at the same time, sticking to your guns, your values, what you want from life. Because if you rush into something and just for the sake of having someone, it is going to crumble really fast and it's not going to work out in the long run. You will not find your true happiness because you're not sticking to your core values. And to the people who are in relationships, just understand that it isn't always like what you see on Instagram, like Casey said. Like, it is hard work and it's work that you do every day and it takes compromise and sacrifice. So to those folks who are just working at it, going through a difficult time, know that, you know, it does take work. It isn't always just, you know, the celebrations, the nice wedding, the baby shower. It's work. Mm-hmm. And it's work that needs to happen every single day if you really care about that person.
I'm so touched. I love all of this. You guys gave awesome advice, and I'm sure someone out there is taking notes and they really needed to hear all of this. So
I hope so too.
Again, on this Sunday, I really appreciate you guys taking the time out, and we'll definitely keep in touch. And I'm going to plug in your social media handles so then people can continue to follow you guys and learn more about your story.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You enjoy.
Thank you guys
happy
too.
Happy Sunday.
Bye. Right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Wow. During some parts of that interview, I was left speechless. Thank you so much to Casey and Sasha for taking the time out to share their story, share their perspectives, share their experiences. That was needed. That was very much so needed. And I cannot wait to hear more stories. With platforms such as this, there comes great responsibility. The responsibility at hand is to continue to share our stories, our narrative, our way, because if we put it in the hands of others, that is asking for problems. That is asking for them to portray us in a negative light. That is asking them to leave parts out, parts that we know needs to be shown to the world. So with that being said, if you have a story, if you want an interview, if you believe that you're going to help with this Black Love movement that we're on, please send in the request and we'll definitely touch base. Once again, thank you so much to Casey and Sasha. I'm left speechless, and that rarely happens. So I definitely thoroughly enjoyed our conversation. And to you guys out there, stay blessed. Stay safe. I love you guys. Take care, okay? It's your host, Fran. Bye.